Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Beningo and Roberts here in the afternoon, and this giant report is brought to you by Toyota. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places. And by HSS, Geico, and Town Fair Tire. And joining us right now, Blake Martinez of the New York Football Giants. Blake, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Hi, Blake. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing all right. Doing all right. So what happened Sunday, Blake? What? You know, seriously, what happened on Sunday against the Niners?
Man, I mean, obviously kind of going through the film and everything, it was just one of those games where everything, I guess, I don't know how to put it, just fundamentally wise, it was just one of those things where you'd have one guy mistake here, another guy mistake here, another guy mistake here, and you kind of go back and you say, like, oh, it was only, I only made my one mistake, and this guy made his one mistake, but then all of a sudden now you have 15 to 20 mistakes made throughout the game, and things just kept kind of piling on, and then it just turned into kind of a domino effect. And obviously we all know the result at the end of the day.
You know, going into this game, I think at times your defense has had really good moments in game one against the Steelers, specifically the first half, the second half against Chicago. But the one thing that's been consistently bad is getting off the field on third down. And that's just been the one bugaboo through 3 weeks that this defense has had a major problem with. Why? Do you have an explanation for why that has been such a problem? Because it really came back and haunted you guys in this game against San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. No, I think, obviously, look at, I go back, obviously, and look at all the third downs because, like you said, it's been something we want to improve on. It's something we put focus on. And so it's one of those things you get frustrated not having the results that you expect. I think once I went through all the third downs, it was the same thing we've been talking about. It's just understanding your leverage, understanding your assignment, understanding where you need to be. Knowing how everybody works together on kind of a perfect string, and where you need to be at certain situations, you need to understand certain situations. It's just a bunch of little things that aren't really easy to see, besides obviously the kind of basic stuff that hurt us and is continually hurting us throughout these last 3 weeks.
You know, Blake, I thought the game really turned on Sunday with that, I guess it was 3rd and 22 and an illegal contact penalty. And I thought that really was a killer. They scored a touchdown after that. That set them up for a touchdown that put them ahead for good. Then Daniel threw that pick right after that, right before the end of the half, that gave them set up another field goal for them, and that was it. I mean, I really thought that's where the game turned on that illegal contact on 3rd and 22.
No, yeah, I think that was one of the aspects in the game that definitely hurt us. Obviously, there's a lot of other components that go into it turning into what it turned into. But, yeah, like you said, we get that moment right there. Either worst-case scenario, we go in halftime 6-6, or potentially a touchdown or a field goal, whatever ends up would have happened, and also get the ball back. And it's just a little different momentum shift, like you said, kind of coming out of the halftime.
How about on that next play? Because, you know, I think we talked about it last week after you made that hell of a play on the football that got knocked up in the air and the offensive lineman catches it. It's got to be tough to then go back out there and say, all right, we got to get off the field again. How about the nature of a defense where you get the sack from Leonard Williams, you force a third and 22, and you think you're off the field? I mean, I assume you didn't see that flag right away. You think, all right, we're finally off the field, and God knows you guys were on the field a lot in the first half because the Niners were dominating the time of possession. How about kind of getting refocused after a call like that where now you've basically got to start over and get back off the field again?
No, definitely. I think it's one of those moments because it's, you kind of go back to the Chicago game, like you said, and you kind of have that fluke where the ball pops up to the dude that just got thrown off on the ground. He gets up, perfectly lands in his lap. That's like one of those situations you're kind of like, you wipe it off. But you kind of go in those situations, third and 22, and to have kind of a mistake or a kind of penalty like that, it definitely hurts. But just like I said about the Chicago game, you have to be professional about it. You have to go back out there. You have to be able to understand your assignment and make sure that you don't allow that play to domino effect like it did, and we allowed it to happen.
Talking to Blake Martinez of the Giants as they get ready for another very tough game going out to the West Coast to play the Rams on Sunday. Is it possible, Blake, that you could have took the Niners a little bit for granted because of all the injuries? I mean, it was such a banged-up team, you know, so many big names not playing for them, that maybe you took the Niners a little lightly because of that? Is that a possibility in this game?
No, definitely not. I think for us, obviously going through those first two games and having the ability to win both of those games, going into this third game, we didn't care who was going to be out there. We were going to go for it, do whatever is needed to get a win. And once again, it's just those little things keep biting us, and something's got to change. It's got to be certain aspects that we kind of instill every single day within practice, whatever it needs to be, to make sure in those situations we don't allow dumb things to hurt us and cause that big of a momentum shift.
It felt, and we're talking to Blake Martinez, like in the first half when the Niners were scoring points, you were holding them. I mean, you held them to a field goal, I think, on their first three possessions. They missed the third one. It felt like in the second half it was just coming too easy for San Francisco. What happened in the second half? It felt like there were more missed tackles. Jeff Wilson went untouched in the end zone on one play. What was, to you, the big difference between the first half and then what we ended up seeing in the second half of this game defensively?
Yeah, I mean, there's certain plays in the second half that you kind of tap your hat to 49ers kind of scheme-wise. It's one of those moments, hey, they're really good at football, just like they're in the NFL for a reason. Their coaches are in the NFL for a reason. So they had certain play calls in that aspect, and to against our play call type of thing. And so there's moments of that, but once again, you kind of look at the second half, it was just the same type of moments where it was little things here and there, making sure we're on our right guy, making sure we're doing the right things, just all across the board. It just comes down to the 111th. And like I said earlier, just kept having that aspect of like, oh, okay, I messed up there, I should have dropped, or I messed up here, I should have been in this area, or I messed up here, I should have been deeper in my deep thirds. Whatever aspect of a certain play, and it just kind of kept on going, and there wasn't any point of kind of stopping that bleeding.
Now you got a tough game, Blake, coming. It doesn't get any easier for you guys. You got to go out to the West Coast. You got to play a very, very good Ram team coming off a very tough loss against Buffalo on Sunday. How about going out there and playing them? It just doesn't get any easier. How about that?
No, yeah, I think you, as a competitor, you look forward to every single week because you know that you're going to get an NFL caliber team, really great teams. And obviously the Rams are another really great team in the NFL. Could easily have been 3-0 right now. But it's just one of those things that you know that us as a team, if we can get clicking on all cylinders and getting all these little things kind of ironed out and play a complete game, This would be one of those big moments for us going into this game and doing that and coming back with a win and having it against, like you said, another really great team.
You know, I think that for a lot of Giant fans over the first few weeks, even with those losses, they looked and said, you know what, I think we're moving in the right direction. I think we feel good. A lot of Giant fans feel differently after Sunday now. How is the mood in that room right now? Because even for a guy like you, you came from a place that won a lot. So, you know, for you, being 0-3 is not exactly that familiar territory. Is the confidence in that room the same as it was 3 weeks ago, or did it take a little bit of a hit because of what happened on Sunday?
No, I think overall our confidence in the group of guys we have in the locker room is still at the same point. I know every single person in that locker room has the ability to go out and do their job and go out and win a football game. I think it's just, like I said, it's a process, and some things are harder broken than others. And I think it's just going to have to be a constant thing to instill every single play, every single drive, every single situation, that we put each other in the right positions and we make sure that everyone's on the same page. And like I said, it's one of those things where you just said, like the first 2 weeks, the fan bases think, oh, we're in the right direction. For us, we were thinking the same thing. It was one of those things where, hey, it's one play here, one play there. And all of a sudden you have a game like yesterday or game like on Sunday. You kind of go back to the drawing board and make sure that you fine tune little things and not go over the top and try to change everything. It's just trying to fine tune the little things to make sure that we get rid of those third down mistakes, penalties, and things like that.
I'm curious, when you're watching the tape, you know, because obviously most of us, we watched the game on Sunday and that was enough. I don't think any Giant fans going back and watching the tape again, but you said you watched the tape to go over and see mistakes that you guys made. Did you get the feeling, especially in the second half, that everybody's effort level was up to par? Did you get that sense rewatching that?
Yeah, I think overall the effort was there. Like, I think that was one of the things I said after the game, press conference-wise. It was kind of like, oh, like, was the effort there? Were you guys trying hard? I think the effort's there. I think people kind of take effort the wrong way, in the sense where we were messing up on things. It wasn't that our effort was wrong. It was just that right. We weren't doing the right things on every single play. And obviously it looks bad effort-wise because certain people are really far away from the play, not in the right position, and things like that.
Blake, as the lack of, you know, the whole normal preseason, you know, the games and the training camp and the OTAs before that, has that affected you guys at all through the first 3 weeks?
No, I don't think so. I think kind of going through our ramp-up period and the stuff we went through with practice-wise and the stuff that Coach Judge has been implementing throughout that whole phase. I think it was even better preseason, just in the aspect of being able to fine tune things, not having to go and do games and stuff like that.
We're talking to Blake Martinez. All right. So what are the biggest challenges in your mind that the LA Rams pose? I mean, besides the fact that we saw them get hosed, by the way, at the end of their game against Buffalo, which
slightly,
I'm sure, I know that's not your guys' fault, but I'm sure they got a chip on their shoulder after that one.
Right.
But what are some of the big challenges this Ram team kind of pose for you guys?
No, yeah, I think, I mean, they're an explosive offense. Obviously, it was 28-3 at some point in that Bills game, and they almost won the game, making the comeback in the second half. So they have the ability to score. They have the explosive players all across the board, whether it's that running back, receiver, tight end, great offensive line, great quarterback. So I think for us on defense, it's, once again, I mean, I'm kind of broken record. It's going to come down to us kind of keyed in on fundamentals, making sure we film study on what they're trying to do. And it's just going to be a full-out game of us not beating ourselves and doing what we can do every single play and making adjustments throughout the game.
Well, Blake, look, good luck going out to L.A. on Sunday, and go out and get a win. Go out and surprise everybody and shock the Rams.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm getting it done. We're getting it done.
All right. Is that a guarantee? Right, is that a Namath guarantee, Blake?
It's only week four. Don't be guaranteeing.
No. Yeah. One day at a time. One day at a time.
There you go.
Thank you, Blake. Good luck, man.
See you, Blake.
Yep. Thank you.
Blake Martinez. I wasn't going to say this, but how about the first thing would be to cover the number? Because I think they're the biggest.
12.5. I think it went up to 12.5.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm leaning heavily to the Rams in one of my knockout picks. I can tell you that.
No, I think a lot of people are because they have to be. I haven't looked at the spreads. Them and the Ravens may be the biggest number on the board because I know the Ravens are playing Washington.
Washington, yeah.
Even though it's on the road, it's really not on the road. I mean, you're driving 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's like a bus ride.
Yeah, yeah. I've made that trip many, many a time on that old highway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.